After the assembly finished some agenda items and postponed others, Chair Debbie Osiander reopened the public hearing. At that time, around 370 people had already spoken, with about 200 remaining at what's then the current list. Osiander said she was reopening the sign-up sheet, but with an advisory.
I want to caution you, though, if you do add your name to that list, it may be up to a month before we get to you.
She added the assembly will not hold any more special sessions and that the next continuation would be at July 7th regular assembly meeting. Osiander then repeated previously offered guidelines.
We appreciate and we want to hear from you, but sometimes it's not really helpful if things are stated over and over again. So potentially you could say, just stand up and say, I agree with the previous speaker.
As the speaker's numbers edged toward 400, there was little avoidance of repetition, nor was anyone moved to say simply they approved or disapproved of an anti-discrimination ordinance. The ordinance, which already exists in about 100 municipalities nationwide, would protect the rights of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender individuals in employment, housing, public accommodations, education, and finance. Those against the proposal overwhelmed supporters at last night's meeting. As before, most represented the conservative Christian position. Perhaps the most noticeable difference from previous opposition testimony was the stronger tone of proselytizing. Bible verses and sections were read. Damnation and salvation were brought forward to attack, as one woman said, this vile ordinance. Several, like Susan Whitecavage, Andrew Spohn, and Marilyn Pascal, repeated a challenge heard at earlier sessions.
This ordinance should be placed on a ballot for the Anchorage residents to vote on.
If this ordinance is supported by a majority of Anchorage residents, I challenge you to put it on a secret ballot and allow the residents of Anchorage to vote on it.
We'd like to say, please, give the vote back to us.
Last night, during an assembly break, Acting Mayor Matt Clayman says he's inclined to agree with putting the question on the ballot.
We are looking at an option that would put this on the ballot for the April election and put a charter amendment to the two sections of the charter where there are protections for different groups of people.
Right now, there are three different possible versions of the anti-discrimination ordinance, with more possible. Clayman says turning to a citywide vote on a charter amendment would offer some simplification.
It would avoid all the details and debate about different versions and different alternatives and different amendments. If we introduce it, it would be a charter amendment that just adds the two words sexual orientation to two different charter provisions, one in Article 2, which is the City Bill of Rights, and one in Article 17.
Clayman's temporary term ends June 30th. On July 1st, Dan Sullivan becomes mayor. If Clayman decides to pursue putting the amendment on the April ballot, he would do so while still mayor, requesting the chair introduce his proposal to the assembly. That introduction would occur at the assembly's July 7th meeting, after Clayman has returned to his assembly seat. The public hearing on his ballot proposal could then occur on July 23rd. Because it would amend the municipal charter, it requires the backing of 8 of the 11 assembly members to pass. Clayman said his decision whether or not to propose a citywide vote could come today.
First of all, we have to see what happens with the public hearing tonight. Do they close the public hearing? Does the assembly actually take a vote on the pending ordinances or not? So I'll make the decision in the morning after I see how the hearing goes tonight.
As of last night at 11 p.m., about 410 had testified, with over 620 now signed up to speak. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.